This is the Triangle's Morning News on WPTF and WPTF.com.
So last week, Newsweek released the world rankings for best hospitals in the world. And three of them on that list are right here in the Triangle. UNC Health Hospitals were named among the best in the world based on these rankings. Here to talk about the amazing accomplishment, Dr. Matt Ewend. He is the Chief Clinical Officer at UNC Health. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. How are you?
Hey, Rob. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much. So, UNC Hospital in Chapel Hill, UNC Rex in Raleigh, and UNC Johnston in Smithfield, all named to the world's best hospitals list for 2023. Can you tell me a little more about this list put out by Newsweek? I know there were different criteria used for the rankings.
Yeah, great question, Rob. And again, thank you for having me with you this morning. And I'm really excited on behalf of the 40,000 folks at UNC Health to talk about this honor. Newsweek ranked 2,300 hospitals from around the world, looking at how our peers, how we look at one another, rankings that patients gave us. We call those patient experience markers, the quality metrics that we measure about our hospitals, number of complications, infections, patient safety, and things of that nature, and then came up with a ranking of all of these hospitals. And Rex, a hospital, UNC Rex in Raleigh, and the UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill were each in the top 100 for those rankings, and then the UNC Johnson Hospital was also very highly ranked in the top 400 around the country. So we're super proud of that because those are three very different hospitals. We span the state of North Carolina, 16 hospitals and 20 campuses, but in Chapel Hill, that medical center is an academic medical center that does very complicated, what we call quaternary work. We do liver transplants. We take care of burn patients. We take care of advanced cancer patients. Rex Hospital is a very high-quality, busy community hospital in the middle of a growing metropolitan area. And then the Smithfield Hospital is in a more rural setting of North Carolina. So three very different places that medicine is practiced, and we're very proud to have hospitals that rank highly in each of those settings.
What would you say makes UNC Health Hospital stand out?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's our teammates and their commitment to patients. We have a program that we call Carolina Cares, where we train all of our physicians and nurses and teammates on how to take care of patients, how to meet their immediate needs. And I think that starts the culture of putting the patient first. And I think all high-quality hospitals start with putting the patient at the focus of what they do.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Matt Ewend, Chief Clinical Officer at UNC Health. Three of their hospitals named among the best in the world by Newsweek's rankings that were released last week. Dr. Ewend, can you take me through your career? How did you end up at UNC Health, and what exactly do you do there now?
Yeah, Rob, thanks so much. So I started out and did my medical training at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore as a neurosurgeon interested in brain tumor work, and I came to Chapel Hill to join the UNC Medical Center when that was the whole UNC health system back in 1997. I spent some time as the chair of the Department of Neurosurgery, and then almost six years ago this month, I took the role as the president of the UNC Physician Group and now the chief clinical officer. So I oversee the practice of the physicians at UNC Health. We have about 4,000 physicians and APPs who are part of UNC Health, and another more than 2,000 folks who aren't employed by UNC Health, but who are part of our team. We call that our integrated network. And so they participate in caring for patients. So we have a large group of physicians, APPs, and teammates taking care of those folks. And I help with quality and with what we call the population health or value, where we look at the well-being of our communities as opposed to the sickness of an individual patient. So it's been a very exciting time for me. It's a really challenging time in healthcare, but coming out of the pandemic, but we're really proud of our team and the great work that they're doing.
Yeah, you mentioned the pandemic. You know, 3 years ago when we were at the height of the pandemic, just everything that healthcare workers do, unbelievable. I know, you know, around the country, you know, people were calling you heroes, and that's still true today. You know, some people don't realize, you know, during the pandemic, it was crazy for you guys on the front lines, but it's still true today. What you guys are doing today is still incredible work.
Boy, thank you, Rob. We really appreciate that. I'll tell you, interesting statistic. At the peak, we have a dashboard about the number. We still have folks with COVID in our hospital, folks with COVID in our community, but I think we're all hearing less about it. At the peak in the UNC health system, we had 864 patients who were in the hospital who were positive with COVID across our hospitals. And this morning, that number was 93.
Wow.
So that's really good news. You know, those 3 years are really remarkable years. It was strongly reinforced for us how crucially valuable our nursing colleagues are. We had a number of physicians whose roles had to change. We had teammates from all over the system doing different jobs to take care of patients. Coming out of the pandemic has been another challenge for healthcare systems, and I think your listeners have probably read about that. But we're ready as UNC Health and our colleagues across this great state to face some of these new challenges. But it has been a very unexpected and challenging last 3.5 or 4 years.
Shout out to you and all the doctors, the surgeons, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, everyone involved with healthcare. Thank you for everything that you do. Dr. Matt Ewan, Chief Clinical Officer at UNC Health, joining us here on the WPTF Morning Show. Doctor, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks to you, Rob. Have a great day.
You too.